Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. You got teeth, you got to take care of them. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best at it. Call him, 317-849-2900. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. All right, Matt Eberflus spoke to the media yesterday. He's the Colts defensive coordinator, and here are 5 points of emphasis that he made. Number one, Kwity Paye is an absolute fit both culturally and athletically for this defense. Loves what Kwity Paye brings to the field. Loves what he brings to the meeting room. He is really, really smart. He engages. And he can very, very quickly take what's told him and bring it to the field. And that is an important thing for a rookie to be able to do in order to be proficient and a guy who's going to be productive in that important rookie season. And it's a really important rookie season for Kwity Paye because the Colts are relying on him to bring a level of intensity and a level of pressure to opposing quarterbacks that they need in order to not have their cornerbacks exposed. There's an open competition for the third cornerback spot. Kenny Moore is going to be the nickelback, right? He's going to be the slot guy. Xavier Rhodes is going to be an outside starting quarterback. Other than that, it's all up in the air. Carey, Rock Ya-Sin, Marvell Tell, all these guys are going to battle Rhodes. Don't forget about there's Xavier Rhodes, of course, but there's going to be some interesting, there will be a position battle at that third spot. That's the important thing, and it's going to be wide open. We'll see if Rock Ya-Sin can figure out how to play that to his pedigree from a draft perspective. He was taken 34th overall, needs to be a starter in the NFL, for God's sake, and he can't be exposed in the way he has been his first 2 years. That is really, really important. Ben Banigou needs to take a step up like Tyquan Lewis did last year. Ben Banigou is at the precipice of doom or taking a step forward into where he's going to deserve an extension of that contract. Ben Banigou's got to prove himself to be worthy of playing in the NFL. DeForest Buckner is taking a step up in terms of leadership. That's just who he is. He's been here a year. It's time for him to assert himself. We're going to hear from Marcus Brady today, the offensive coordinator, mostly about Carson Wentz, but about some other things as well. Carson Wentz, loud in the meeting room, and that's a good thing, according to Marcus Brady. Eberflus also said that depth is better than it's been at any point during his time with the Colts from a defensive perspective. They've got two guys and then a third who can absolutely play. Two safeties, then a third. Three corners, then a fourth. Linebackers, they've got depth. Defensive tackle, they are especially deep. And Matt Eberflus loves the defensive tackle depth for this upcoming season, as long as everybody stays healthy. For people who remain fans of Nate McMillan, and I'm one of those, good news last night. The Atlanta Hawks kind of got him off the schneid. McMillan had not coached a team that had won a playoff series since 2005. There was a run of like six or seven playoff series where McMillan's teams had lost in almost every case because they weren't the better team. Last night, I'm not sure that the Hawks are the better team compared to the Knicks, but Trae Young, it was the best player on the floor. I don't think there was any doubt about that at all. And so the Hawks, they get the win last night. Good for Nate McMillan. Very, very happy for him. You know, just because a guy leaves the Pacers doesn't mean that we hate on him and that we don't like him. Now, that's not true for Paul George. We do not like Paul George, former Indiana Pacer. He is on the precipice of doom. His Clippers lost last night to the Mavericks because Luka Doncic was the best player on the court, no doubt. Like, lock that down. 37 field goals last night for the Mavericks, and Doncic scored or assisted on 31 of them. That is a guy. And Paul George is supposed to be the unbelievable, like the most, you know, kind of versatile defensive player. Oh, this is a guy who can change games with his defense. Okay, change games with your defense. Be a guy and show us that Luka Doncic can't either assist or score almost every time the Mavs touch the ball, for God's sake. The Jazz and the Grizzlies, they played their final game of their series. Jazz, they come out the winners. Memphis goes home. Bad news in that game for Indianapolis basketball fans. Michael Conley injured his hamstring, and he's going to have an MRI on that today. As the Jazz advance, they move on to a second-round matchup. Hopefully, Conley can figure out how to get back into the playoffs, because the Jazz are in a pretty good position, perhaps, to win this championship. If you get the Clippers out and you get the Lakers out, and the Lakers could bow out tonight, you know what? You've got a wide open West where Utah can kind of run the table and win this thing. And that'd be wonderful for Michael Conley if he can get back on the court. I think he's earned that as an NBA player. Hadn't won a championship since he played at Lawrence North when he won three in a row. That's a scab I don't need to pick for some people in central Indiana. The Cubs, they finished their sweep against the San Diego Padres yesterday. They win 6-1. Javi Baez with another home run, his 14th of the season. Baez is hot. Bryant is hot. Rizzo with a couple RBIs yesterday. Contreras has been hot. Those are four guys who are on the block for the Cubs. The Cubs are 32-23. They've got a West Coast trip starting tonight in San Francisco. This is a team that's playing really, really good baseball. I've always heard that the Cubs don't rebuild because they're printing money on the north side of Chicago. However, we continue to hear that they are in the market to deal some of their superstars because they don't think they can afford to keep them all. My ass. You keep them all. This is what you do. And if you don't do that, I'm getting salty. I swear to God, I've been a lifelong Cubs fan, but that can be unplugged very, very quickly with me. In terms of the ownership of this team, the Ricketts family, they want to start extracting cash from that franchise at the expense of the quality of the product on the field. I'm pulling the plug, baby. Coach K is going to retire at the end of this upcoming season. We found that out yesterday. He's going to turn 75 in February. Time for him to enjoy his life. He's coached at Duke 40-plus years. He's got 1,170 career wins as a head coach. He could get, if Duke gets hot this year, he could get to 1,200. That's unbelievable. He broke Bob Knight's record. Bob Knight had 902 wins total in his coaching career. Coach K could exceed that mark by 300 wins. An unbelievable career coming to an end at Duke. One more season. And then John Shire's going to take over. Of course, the graduate of Glenbrook North High School in suburban Chicago. Good dude. I like talking to John Shire. Good sense of humor and a good Cubs fan. The Indy 500, the ratings were really, really good. Best since the 2016 race. That's good not just for the immediate future of the IndyCar Series, but for the Indianapolis 500 in 2022, because what that means is that ticket sales are going to be robust for that race, especially locally. The race was not blacked out in Indianapolis, so people here saw it. And here's what my wife said to me immediately after the race ended this year when Elio won. My wife said, "We're going glamping next year. We're buying tickets and we're going to glamp." Like, okay. That happened all over the area in central Indiana as people watched that race. They had a great time watching it. The weather was terrific on Sunday. And they decided they're coming back to 16th and Georgetown very, very happily. That's what happens when you lift the blackout. You're going to sell tickets. Do you think you would have sold tickets had my wife and I just sat around the backyard and kind of scratched our heads and waited for the race at 8 o'clock that night on Channel 13? No. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Good decision by Doug Bowles, Roger Penske. That decision was made long before they announced it for reasons I'd rather not get into, frankly. Jeff Greenberg, happy birthday today. Emily Pearson, happy birthday. Andrew Takami, Susan Lutz Tromley, happy birthday. The great Dave Slaznick celebrating a birthday. Big hug for Dave Slaznick. Love Dave Slaznick. John Alisher, happy birthday. Jason Parker, Ricky Barber, Kevin Browning, the great Mark Cahan, a proud alum of Camp Menominee, they're going to have their fantasy camp coming up next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And Kyle Simpson, doing a great job leading young men toward adulthood. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Just be good to each other. Be positive. Life is too short to tear each other down, pull each other down. Let's lift each other up. How about we do that? We'll talk a little bit later this afternoon. We'll hear from Marcus Brady, the offensive coordinator of the Colts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.